when we receive a letter, we're always interested to know who sent it. And I've many times, I suppose, we've read the epistles and we've glossed over that first part where he says, "Grace and peace be unto you." From whom? And then when we dwell a little on where does that come from? Well, one thing, it comes from heaven, from our God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I get a letter from heaven. Huh, that's wonderful. Do you ever receive one from heaven? I've got one right here. And who wrote it? Oh, God, my Father. Immediately the relationship is brought before us. And from him, and what does he have to tell us? Ah, he comes down to us in grace, he says. You know, that's the first thing, that he had to come down in grace before he could bring peace. To recognize that what he is saying to us, are going to bring to our attention, what he's writing to us in this letter, is that we begin to appreciate, as we may have never done before, what Brother Mark mentioned, the grace wherein we stand. To think that he would address us in such a way. It's grace that has placed us there. And then to hear from him the peace. Grace and peace. The two are combined. And that's the source. From nowhere else could that message come than from heaven itself, from God our Father.
When you see these two combined together, grace and peace, it goes back to the point we were making in the previous study, that grace is a salutation of a Gentile, kairos, and peace is a salutation of the Jew, shalom. And so you have these two, and it's showing us something right from the very beginning on each of Paul's letters to the assembly. And I think Brother Mark mentioned, each of the letters that are written to a company, grace and peace. To an individual, grace and peace and mercy. And I think that's an important help. And so when you read these two, grace and peace, to an assembly, it's showing us that there is no middle wall of division. That all the human distinctions have been removed. And it puts us on the same ground of grace and peace together. And that's an important beginning of each letter, as Paul is addressing in each letter the specific thing that the Spirit of God would have him touch in each letter. It begins with the same ground, that everyone is on this ground of grace and peace.
Actually, we can see that also in the book of Romans itself. Chapter 1, verse 7 says, "Beloved of God, so he loved us." First he loved us. "Beloved, we are beloved of God." Romans 8, verse 28, it says, "For all that, everything works good for those that they love God." Now we love him. It's a short gospel message. First he loved us. It's a grace that God loves a sinful man. Then he sent his son. And then between these chapters, you have the Lord Jesus did whatever he did there to justify, to save us, and to be the second Adam, whatever he did. And then we love him. So first he loved us, so that grace. And then we loved him. We didn't love him until Romans chapter 8, verse 28, after whatever he did. And then the fruit of that love, that we have the peace that's bestowed on us for everyone.
you mentioned this morning how in a company there has to be this cognizant of this peace, and how over and over again we're exhorted to live at peace one with another. Well, really, it only can really occur if we understand this basis, that you are not any different than I am, and I am not any different than you are, and we are all in this on the same basis, grace. You know, I didn't do anything that merited God's activity in my life different than you. It's by grace. And so peace, this harmonious relationship we have with God, is to be a recognized reality amongst us. And that's a real challenge. And so I think likewise, not only is it the greeting of the different two groups of people that Paul addresses, but it's also important for every saint of God in a company to recognize that we're here not on anything that we've done, therefore giving us any entitlements, but it's these two realities, and we're to work to understand how they're to be applied in our circumstances.
Are there any thoughts as to why the Gentiles or the Greeks would use a grace greeting and the Jews would focus on peace? Is there any thought on that?
I guess there's not.
There's not. It's just a fact.
You mean just a general statement where a Jewish person would say shalom? Or
it sounds as if, I mean, that's what we were saying. That's what the Jews would normally greet each other with. It seems as if that's the case. And the Gentiles or the Greeks would use. Why is it that they chose that?
Maybe they're it's both to all. I don't think it's individual. It's both to all. Because mercy is not mentioned here, so it's a letter to the assembly. So it's to all who attend.
Well, I think what Brother Sam, if I understand your question right, it's in the general sense of things, the Greeks would often say karyos, and the Jews would often say to one another shalom. If you call Brother Gideon and talk to him on the phone, first thing he says to you is shalom, shalom. Last thing he says to you is shalom, shalom. And so if you don't know what that is, you might be confused, but it means peace, right? And I think I will address the Jewish perspective in talking to Gideon enough. One of the reasons that they would address both coming and going with this address of peace is because they're looking for the Prince of Peace. Even though they may not know him, but that's what was promised to them, and they're looking for the Messiah. And so they would address one another in that idea. Now, they don't know him because they have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. But that's the background, I think, of that phrase, shalom, with the Jews.
And in the epistles here, of course, the salutation is not coming from a Greek or a Jew. It's coming from God the Father to those who were Greeks and Jews, both in Corinth and in Ephesus. There were Greeks and Jews. And I think what we have to see with it's a salutation. Okay, it's not like, oh, you guys blew it, so now we're going to have to start all over again and establish peace again. That's not the thought, because we get in verse 3. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Then it says, I thank my God, verse 4, always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ. They had it. They have it. But it's like a salutation, a reminder, a refresher. You know, the one who's writing this epistle is God the Father, you know, and remember, grace and peace, the one who brought us grace and peace through Jesus Christ. That's how he's introduced.
And in Romans, it's I think it's important to your point, Brother Brian, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called saints. That's what they were, called saints. The translation that says called to be saints isn't there.